This is Boom. My name is Vicky Pearson. Episode number 6 is here. Today's episode is titled, Cocaine. Let's get right to the topic of today's episode. This article discusses the effects of cocaine on the body and mind, as well as its addictive properties. Cocaine is a stimulant drug made from the leaves of the coca plant, which is extracted and processed with other chemicals to form a white powder. It has a strong reinforcing action, causing a rapid psychological dependence, an effect even more pronounced in those who smoke cocaine. Once having tried cocaine, an individual may have difficulty predicting or controlling the extent to which they will continue to use it. People who stopped using cocaine can still feel strong cravings for it. Mixing cocaine with alcohol can be dangerous, as it produces cocaethylene, a powerful compound that increases the risk of sudden death beyond the risk of using cocaine alone. Cocaine is a highly addictive stimulant drug that is extracted from the leaves of the coca plant, native to the Andean Ridge in South America. The dried leaves are blended and combined with other chemicals to form a white powder known as cocaine hydrochloride. This white powder can be snorted, injected, or smoked, all which can lead to addiction. Cocaine use has been linked to numerous health problems, such as heart attacks, strokes, and seizures due to its high potency and addictive nature. Cocaine is derived from the leaves of the coca plant, which are soaked in a solvent and then filtered to produce cocaine hydrochloride. This extracted active alkaloid is then combined with gasoline and other chemicals to create a cocaine paste. This paste is further processed with hydrochloric salt, sulfuric acid, and acid ammonia to allow extraction of the purest form of cocaine. In other cultures, this intermediate stage of processing is known as coca. Cocaine is a white powder which can be injected, snorted, or smoked as freebase cocaine. Extracting dissolved cocaine from coca leaves involves the process of placing the coca leaves in a solution of methanol and methylbenzoate. This process releases methylecgonadine, which is then heated to produce sulfuric acid and aqueous solution. The resulting liquid produces a characteristic odor like kerosene due to pyrolysis. The product is then filtered and treated with hydroxide solution, such as sodium hydroxide, to produce cocaine sulfate. Injecting and smoking cocaine can cause rapid psychological dependence and tolerance, as well as withdrawal. Smoking freebase has a stronger reinforcing action than snorting or injecting the hydrochloride salt form of cocaine. Withdrawal effects are characterized by depression, loss of appetite, somnolence, and difficulty concentrating. Long-term cocaine abuse can produce repeated cocaine use, which may lead to addiction. It is also associated with the use of other drugs, such as alcohol and heroin. The effects of this repeated use can decrease over time, leading to adverse health consequences that include seizures and convulsions, strokes and seizures. These can also include disturbances in movement disorders, including Parkinson's disease. Cocaine use can cause long-term changes in the circuits of other brain systems and have long-term effects on an individual's physical and mental health consequences. Additionally, it can cause long-term changes in the circuitry of other brain systems that have implications for mood regulation and decision-making abilities. People use cocaine for many reasons, but it is an incredibly dangerous drug. People who use cocaine frequently will be at increased chance of developing anxiety, psychosis, and hallucinations. These effects are further intensified when cocaine is used in combination with other drugs such as alcohol and nicotine. The negative effects of cocaine abuse are serious and include seizures, loss of consciousness, and even death. Women who use cocaine during pregnancy put their unborn babies at high risk of premature birth, low birth weight, and other birth defects associated with frequent use of the drug. Cocaine use can also lead to long-term physical health issues like heart attack, stroke, respiratory failure, high blood pressure, and increased risk of HIV transmission due to needle sharing or unprotected sex. Using cocaine can also lead to psychological issues like depression, paranoia, anxiety, and even psychosis. People who have tried cocaine often find that their habits become harder to control as the drug becomes more addictive. Drinking alcohol or taking other drugs can make the cravings for cocaine stronger and more difficult to resist. Many people feel a strong compulsion to continue using despite difficulty controlling the extent of their use. Not everyone experiences this same level of difficulty, and some people may be able to quit after a few years of use. Cocaine use can lead to taking increasingly higher doses as the user develops a tolerance for the drug. Taking high doses of cocaine can cause restlessness, paranoia, strong cravings, and irritability. Binging on cocaine can result in nosebleeds, runny nose, and trouble swallowing. As the user continues to take higher and higher doses of cocaine, they may experience increasing irritability and a loss of control over their drug use. The smell of cocaine is often associated with nosebleeds, which can be a sign that someone has been taking the drug for a long period of time or in high doses. Cocaine is available in both smoke and powder form and can be cut with a variety of ingredients, including marijuana and tobacco. Freebase cocaine is a popular method of taking the drug and involves making rock crystal by heating the white powder form. People often smoke this form, as well as sprinkling it on cigarettes or marijuana. Smoking cocaine is not as common as other drugs, such as tobacco or marijuana, but some people do still smoke it. Cocaine is usually injected or snorted, though when it is smoked, the effects are much more intense. Strong and pure cocaine produces a strong numbing effect, but also a powerful stimulant effect. Prepared powdered coke can be smoked to simulate the ingestion effects of snorting or injecting. Coke crack is a chemically treated form of cocaine that has been mixed with other compounds such as ephedrine and other similar stimulants. When smoking cocaine, users experience an intense rush that quickly dissipates, leading to compulsive use in order to maintain the high. In addition to the rush, cocaine produces a temporary anesthesia that numbs any physical pain and increases heart rate. Intravenous cocaine users experience the most dangerous and unpredictable effects of the drug. Cut cocaine, or street cocaine, is much more dangerous than pharmaceutical-grade powder because it is often cut with insoluble substances that can cause circulatory emboli, stroke, or brain damage. Allergic reactions may also be experienced in some cases. The danger associated with street cocaine increases when the drug is used in combination with other drugs or alcohol, as this additive effect increases risk of heart failure and other severe cases. The toxic effects of street cocaine are much more unpredictable and potentially more dangerous than those from pharmaceutical-grade powder. Cocaine is a powerful stimulant drug, and when combined with alcohol, it produces a powerful compound called cocaethylene. When cocaine and alcohol are mixed together, the effects can be more intense than either drug used separately. For this reason, many users of cocaine choose to mix it with alcohol for an even greater effect. Unfortunately, this often leads to increased doses and more frequent use of both drugs. This can produce a toxic chemical in the body that can cause liver damage and other health issues. This was Cocaine, by Boom, and this was episode number 6. My name is Vicky Pearson, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe.